from here when she just out of high school. Well, like she graduated, you know, in summertime. And this fall, she loved him so much, people loved her. Well, then she asked to come back. Well, she came back, and then she took correspondence course to Lafayette. And Pecan Island, she told me, always was dear to her heart. So she, after 2 years, I believe, well, then she got married, and she taught in her hometown in Abbeville. But she always would come and go, you know. And so when she got to, she kept on going to college. When she got through her college, she had to write a thesis. Don't you have to write a thesis when you get, before you get your degree?
Mm-hmm. Something like that, yeah.
She had to write a thesis, and that's what she wrote on Pecan Island. And she come back home, took Pecan Island from the high school, the first high school year, for 20 years. And she looked up every graduate from 35 to 55. And she located every graduate from there and gave them a questionnaire for them to fill out on their occupation, where they went, how they liked Pecan Island, you know, all this deal that you asked. And then she made a thesis, she wrote a thesis on that. To see, she said it was to see how many children stayed home, where they went, and what they did, and all that kind of stuff. You know, from a country school like this.
I was going to ask you, besides the barn, did you have a special place where you would milk the cows outside?
No, we never did. We never, you see, Board of Health wasn't around here and all. They'd just come in from the milk, from the cow pen outside. Put them in a cow pen. You had a cow pen and you generally milk 4 or 5 cows, or depended. Like in springtime, when it was a man that had a lot of cattle, well, when his cows would have small, you know, calves, and there'd be too many, they'd have too much milk or something like that, he'd just take them in, take care of the calves, milk or a bucket or two of milk to feed the pigs or something like that. But he had his regular milk cows, so and you'd always milk your milk, go take it to the house, the wife would take it, strain it. You either had a metal strainer, or you could, my mother always had a nice big piece of cheesecloth. You know what cheesecloth is?
I've heard of it, but I've never
seen it. It's like a bar cloth. Cheesecloth is what they tack on the wall to put wallpaper on. I mean, used to, I don't know what they do now. But used to, before you, when you was a wallpaper hanger, you tack that cheesecloth on the wall, all over the wall, and then you glue your paper to it. Well, that's what Mama always used, cheesecloth. And she'd strain the milk with that. Keep it, and you'd boil it, and it would pick up all the butter out of the, not all, but you know, a lot of that grease, but it turned plum yellow, but Mama would boil it, try to just put it in clean. That's what she'd use every day to strain the milk. And some of us like milk bought until you, a long time ago, we didn't know about it. You know, all this big talk about the milk being not good, the milk being dangerous and all that. We didn't know it was milk to us, good milk. But then later on, people couldn't afford pasteurizers, so they told us, well,